Rooting through files that accumulated in her 37 years of teaching in Lisbon Falls, Maine, Prudence Grant found something potentially valuable, maybe a little bit scary. A couple of copies of the Lisbon High School newspaper featured short stories by a senior named Steve King. And guess who he grew up to be? Stephen King worked on The Drum and wrote two stories for the paper, which were published in 1965 and 1966 and never reprinted anywhere else. Ms. Grant put her discoveries on eBay. She joins us from her home in Lisbon Falls to talk about her find. First of all, Ms. Grant, did you have any concerns about whether it would be legal to sell Stephen King's stories? Were these yours to sell?
I did consider that, but then I came to terms with it because I realized they were my possessions. If I had republished them, I think that would be something illegal.
So when you put them up on eBay, did you get any bids?
Yes. About 20 minutes after I listed this, there was a bid. And then the bidding went fast and furious, and there was frantic bidding in the last few minutes.
And the final price was?
$416, I believe, something like that.
Was that for one of the newspapers?
Just one.
Uh-huh.
Just one.
Well, now, the two stories that I read about had very evocative titles, The 43rd Dream and Codename Mousetrap. Are they Stephen King stories? Can you see the beginnings of his style or his love of weirdness and creepy violence?
Yes, I can. Now, I have to tell you that I am not a reader of Stephen King, so I am not an expert. But I do know that he has the bizarre, wacko sense of the horrid. And I believe that that is evident here in these stories.
Just judging from his books, it's sort of hard to imagine that he had a happy childhood. Was he a happy kid?
He was taunted by older boys on his way home from school when he was in grade school. And the older boys would hide in a hollow, and as Stephen came down over the hill, they would jump out at him or scare him.
And mm-hmm.
So I think he was the butt of a lot of pranks.
Are there, do you think, echoes in his work of Lisbon Falls?
Oh, absolutely. I know his first book, Carrie, was heavily based on Lisbon High, down to several faculty members. We had a bumbling assistant principal, and he's portrayed in Carrie as the guy who closes the file drawer door and slams his thumb in there. And there were other teachers who were portrayed. I did not make the story, which is fine.
Ms. Grant, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Prudence Grant recently retired from 37 years of teaching English at Lisbon High School in Lisbon Falls, Maine.